Hey, I'm here in the airport in Austin, and was just on this space with Mario and Andrew Tate and Kim.com and a bunch of people, but want to make a point, but I think they booted me before I could say anything, so I'm just going to make it here. On the news of Pavel's arrest, you know, the founder of Telegram, you know, this is something that I see going up to the U.S. State Department. Wow, surprise, surprise, that's my take, but that's what it is. And, you know, one of the things they're talking about in the space right now is what can be done. And the fact is the House Foreign Affairs Committee could subpoena or could demand as part of its oversight all communications between the U.S. Embassy in Paris, that is the State Department's branch in France, for their communications with prosecutors or government officials about Pavel's arrest prior to the arrest. Because I believe the State Department is, at the very least, if not outright pushing, participating in this political prosecution. The State Department has been going after Telegram. Now, they don't want to shut Telegram down. Let me explain this. Telegram is a double-edged sword for the State Department. Telegram played a major role in the State Department's fomenting of the color revolution in Belarus in the summer of 2020. The National Endowment for Democracy, the U.S. State Department, and USAID were all funding the major organizers of the street riots in Belarus and using Telegram as the main channel to organize those street riots, because Telegram has such ubiquitous use in Eastern Europe, also in Russia, also in Ukraine. So they loved Telegram as a way to organize rent-a-riots to destabilize Lukashenko's government. And I bet that they would do the same if they didn't. I'm not aware of it just because I haven't looked into it. But I bet that when Alexei Navalny was deployed against Russia from his right-wing flank in organizing peaceful protests in Russia, I bet Telegram was used by the State Department as the coordination then, because I know that it was in Belarus. Now, on the other hand, the State Department pressured, actually AstroTurf with tens of millions of dollars, the government of Brazil to bring Telegram to its knees. Brazil made it a crime to access Telegram for several weeks in 2022 until Telegram agreed to the new counter misinformation laws that were lobbied for by the U.S. State Department's NGO Soft Powers Forum. So what they want to do is not kill Telegram like they wanted to kill WikiLeaks. They want to control it. And the problem was they didn't have the ability to put sufficient pressure on Pavel to break his will. So he's living in Dubai.
Exactly what it looks like.
And now they have leverage. And I believe that's the purpose of this prosecution. Not to establish a legal precedent that it is, you know, that every encrypted account, every encrypted chat app, its founder is personally responsible for all, you know, illegal conversations or transactions on the platform, but rather to force Telegram to become WhatsApp. This is what they did to WhatsApp, by the way, through this regulatory pressure. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. They broke WhatsApp's back. And now this is why I always say, don't say anything on WhatsApp that you don't want put on a Times Square Jumbotron, because the whole thing is Fed fucking central. They broke it. And I watched that happen, by the way. You know, the Atlanta Council played a huge role in that, with seven CIA directors on its board and annual funding from the Pentagon, the State Department, and CIA cutouts like the NED. Sorry, I'm just in the airport, so I'm looking around. They didn't want to shut down WhatsApp. WhatsApp is used by everybody in Latin America and South America and half in India. They want to control it, to be able to have their own personnel in place to install and oversee the policies in every country on Earth in order to shape the political outcomes from the inside of every country on Earth to determine their elections. This is what they did to WhatsApp and Telegram in Brazil. And when I say they, I don't mean the government of Brazil. I mean the U.S. State Department, the U.S. Embassy, the U.S.-funded institutions like the Atlanta Council, the Wilson Center, there's a million of them, the National Democratic Institute, the International Republican Institute, the NED. Thousands of these, at least hundreds that I've documented, were all capacity built And then, I mean, there's a whole government program, SEPs, which you're going to be learning a lot more about in the months ahead. The $150 annual budget, and $40 million of it was in Brazil to lobby for these censorship laws. I believe that they thought that they needed leverage against Telegram to finally be able to bring it under their control. And remember, this is very important in the State Department and the Pentagon's view for winning the war against Russia via Ukraine, because all the Russians use Telegram chats. The ability to have a backdoor to access...